Sokuyisika disendaba ku VOA indebele.
Amachono zisoko siyalambulela kuhlelo lwethu lwezindaba eziphathelane leZimbabwe.
Kustudio 7, Air Voice of America, sisakaza siseWashington DC.
Olamukela ngenjabulo kustudio 7 ngolwesihlanu mhla ka 20 Nkwenkwezi 2022 ngoGift Dube. Endabeni zethu lamhlanje.
Sokuyisikhathi sendaba ku VOA Ndebele.
Amachono zisoko
siyakwazi ukuthi silodubo labagesi lapha eZimbabwe ukuthi amanye ama production costs abantu bayabe besebenzisa ipulo idiesel so ingakhwela idiesel kutsho ukuthi intengo yezinto izakhwela ngoba I cost of production iyakhulu ifuel iyabe isikhwelile.
Inkampani kahulumende elawula umsebenzi wokutholakala kwamafutha ezimota iZimbabwe Energy Regulatory Authority namhla ikweze njalo intengo yamafutha lawa.
Lokho kukhulunywa yi-EU eyakubhalayo ngemva kokhetho luka-2018 yilokho okufunwa ngabantu beZimbabwe, yilokho okufunwa ngumthetho weZimbabwe, yilokho okufunwa yi-constitution yeZimbabwe. Ukuthi abantu bavote bekhululekile, abakhankasela ukuvotelwa bakhankase bekhululekile noma bazimele noma bangaphansi kwamaqembu abo.
Iqula le-European Union eliphakathi kokwethekelela eleZimbabwe lithi uhulumende kumele agcwalisise izixwayiso ezenziwa yilomanyano kulandela ukhetho luka-2018 ukuze ukhetho lomnyaka ozayo luqhutshwe ngendlela esuthisekayo. Kuliviki kuwoza Friday sizomchwili odumo wakulezi nsuku u-House Music umqondisi banda odume ngegama lakhe kwezomculo elithi Skyra. Zonke lezi ndaba lezinye zizozizwa kulo msakazo. Inkampani kahulumende elawula umsebenzi wokutholakala kwamafutha ezimota elizweni yeZimbabwe Energy Regulatory Authority namhla ikweze njalo intengo yamafutha lawa. Idizile kade iphezu kwedola lenxenye $1.68 isikumadola phose amabili emelika $1.74 kuthi intengo yephetulo ikhuphuke isuka kudola lenxenye lemelika $1.58 isiya ku-$1.68. Ingcitshi kwezomnotho zithi lokhu kuzabangela ukukhuphuka kwentengo yempahla yonke elizweni yona evele iqonga mihla lemihla. Umlondolozi Ndlovu usipha lolu daba.
Lokhu kuza ngesikhathi abantu elizweni jikelele behlaba umkhosi ngenxa yokugqonga kwentengo yento yonke ikakhulu ukudla lokusetshenziswa ngabantu nsuku zonke. Okwenzakalayo sokukhahlameze hatshi abantu makhaza kuphela kodwa labo somabhizimusi abasele bebambe wangaphansi bekhathele ngosekusenzakala elizweni. Umkhokheli wenhlanganiso yabo somabhizimusi Confederation of Zimbabwe Retailers, umnumzana Denford Mtashu uthi udubo lokugqonga kwentengo yamafutha la kubangelwa ikukhuphuka kwentengo yawo emhlabeni jikelele.
Zinodzikisa kutengwa kwezinto nokuthi kana petrol ikakwira zvinhu zvinokwira anotadza kuzvisherera mutengo chekutanga. Chechipiri,
lokhu kwenza ukuba abantu bangathengi impahla ngoba nxa amafutha engakhwela indlela zokuthwala impahla ziyakhwela. Okwesibili, sifuna ukukhumbuza abathengi ukuba impahla izihlala ikhwela ikakhulu singakhala impi eseRussia leUkraine.
Ingcishi ecubungayo zomnotho umnumzana Rejoice Ngwenya uthi nxa intengo yamafutha ingaqhubeka ikhuphuka kanje kuzaba nzima ukuphila eZimbabwe.
Kukhanya uhulumende wethu weZimbabwe sekweze intengo yamafutha asetshenziswa ezimoteni. Lokhu kutsho ukuthi intengo yezinto eziningi, ukudla kumbe izimpahla esemavinkilini lakho kuzakhwela. Lokhu kwenziwa ukuthi nxa amafutha ethengwa athengelwa ukuhambisa izimpahla lokudla emavinkilini, intengo yamafutha ingakhwela, osobhizinisi kabathathi imali yakhona yokukhwela beyikhipha kuma-profits abo. Hhatshi, izithelo zabo bafuna vele zibe zonke ziphezulu. Abakwenzayo ukuthi bayakhweza intengo yempahla lokudla kwakhona ngamasensi akhona kumbe ngamadola akhona akhweze i-petrol kumbe i-diesel.
Kubeke sithi kumele uhulumende avumele abantu ukuba bathenge bodwa amafutha kungela kungenela kukahulumende.
Sokutshengisela ukuthi uhulumende wethu uzafanele avule umsika owediesel kube labantu abaningi abakwanisa ukuthi babethengisa bethengise amafutha ukuze kube kulokuncintisana. Ngiyazi ukuthi abantu abaningi baye besithi hayi uhulumende yena kabe nguyobhadala imali yakhona ama-subsidies lokhu, kodwa lokhu kuyaphambanisa ngoba kuyenza ukuthi intengo zempahla zibe artificial ngesikhiwa. Yikho-ke sizakhangelela nje khathesi nje sizakuzothwa khona intengo yokudla lezi mpahla ezemavinkilini sokukhwelile.
Lokhu kusekelwe ngumnumzana Masimba Kutshera, enye njalo ingcishi ecubuna ezomnotho.
Siyakwazi ukuthi silodubo labagesi lapha eZimbabwe ukuthi amanye ama-production costs abantu bayabe besebenzisa ikakhulu i-diesel. So ingakhwela i-diesel la nge-transport yangkhona izitimela azihambi, so sisebenzisa izimota. So kutsho ukuthi intengo yezinto izakhwela ngoba i-cost of production ikakhulu i-fuel iyabe isikhwelile.
Amafutha we-diesel akhuphuke intengo isuka kumadola phezu kwelilodwa lengxenye dollar 68 esiya kumadola phose amabili emelika dollar 74 kulitha. Awepetulu wona asuke kudola lengxenye dollar 58 esiya kudola 68 kulitha. Intengo yempahla emqoka empilweni yabantu yansuku zonke ikhuphuke okwamagama kumaviki asanda kwedlula. Intengo yesinkwa namhlanje ikhuphuke isuka kumadola phose angamakhulu amathathu 270 RTGS isiya kumadola phezu kwamakhulu amathathu lengxenye 352 RTGS. Amafutha okuphekisa wona asebenza imali edlula inkulungwane ezintathu lengxenye zamadola kuleli 3500 RTGS kumalitha amabili isuka kunkulungwane enye lengxenye 1500 RTGS kumaviki asanda kwedlula. Isaka lempuphu elisindo samakilogramu alitshumi 10 kg selifika phose amadola alitshumi emelika 10 US, khona osokusenza impilo ibe nzima kakhulu kuZulu Makhaza. Imizamo yokuthola umbono kamphathintambo wezamabhizinisi unkosikazi Sekayinzenza yehlule, kodwa umongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa kumaviki asanda kwedlula ubike ukuba ukuqonga kwentengo yezinto zonke kubangelwa ngosomabhizimusi abalwisana lohulumende wakhe. Umphathintambo wezemali umnumzana Mthuli Ncube yena utshele umsakazi we-ZBC Izolo ntambama ukuba impi phakathi kwe-Russia le-Ukraine yiyo ebangela ukuba kube lokukhuphuka kwentengo elizweni ngale ndlela. Ngimele iStudio 7 ngiseHarare, ngumlondolozi Ndlovu.
Ikula le-European Union eliphakathi kokwethekelela eZimbabwe lithi uhulumende kumele agcwalisise izixwayiso ezenziwa yilumanyano kulandela ukhetho luka-2018 ukuze ukhetho lomnyaka ozayo luqhutshwe ngendlela esuthisayo. Umkhokeli waleli kula elibizwa ngokuthi yi-Election Follow-up Mission, umnumzana Elmer Brook, utshele i-intanethi yezindaba eHarare namhla ukuthi uhulumende kumele enze inguquko ezakwenza ukuthi ukhetho luqhutshwe ngokucacileyo njalo abamabandla aphikisayo bavunyelwe ukhankasa bekhululekile. Wengeze wathi izinkokheli zosiko kumele zisebenze zizimele, zingathathi uhlangothi kwezombusazwe. Uthe njalo bayayamukela imizamo kahulumende yokuguqula imithetho emibi. Sixoxele ngcwadi kwezombusazwe umnumzana Evidlela Ncube.
Lokho kukhulunywa yi-EU eyakubhalayo ngemva kokhetho luka-2018 yilokho okufunwa ngabantu beZimbabwe, yilokho okufunwa ngumthetho weZimbabwe, yilokho okufunwa yi-constitution yeZimbabwe, ukuthi abantu bavote bekhululekile, abakhankasela ukuvotelwa bakhankase bekhululekile, noma bazimele noma bangaphansi kwamaqembu abo, ukuthi kakungasetshenziswa izinto zombuso ukupha i-advantage iZANU-PF ukuthi kungasetshenziswa ingatsha zikahulumende zibe zingatsha zeZANU-PF. Konke lokho ngokufunwa ngabantu beZimbabwe. Ngakho ke lokho okukhunywa nge-EU yilokho okukhunywa ngabantu beZimbabwe, kodwa akakwenzeki la kancane ngokuba bayesaba labo abasezihlalweni ukuthi uma bengenza lokho okufunwa ngabantu beZimbabwe ukhetho lube ngolukhululekileyo angeke baluwine ukhetho lwakhona. Ngakho ke bazahlala belokhe besala ukuthi kube lenguquko ezenza ukuthi ukhetho lube ngolukhululekileyo, kodwa labantu beZimbabwe bamele bale ukuvuma ukhetho olungakhululekanga, balwise ukuthi luze lukhululeke ukhetho njengalokhu i-constitution isitsho. I-EU icela nje ukuthi i-government yeZimbabwe ilandele i-constitution yeZimbabwe kuphela nje.
Abamabandla aphikisayo Ncube, ungathi bayahlokoma yini bayamfaka incindezi uhulumende ukuze aguqule indlela okuqhutshwa ngayo ukhetho?
Yebo kambe bangabe bekhuluma abanye laba lalabana abanye bezijulele, kodwa ukukhuluma kodwa soze kusebenze, kufuna ukukhulunywa kusetshenzwa, akube khona umnyakazo phansi, akube le striker, akube le stairway, akube lalokhiyana lalokhiyana, kubonakala ukuthi kasisuthisekanga kasithabanga la kancane, ngokuba lokho oqhubekayo kuzaqhubeka kuye fika ku 2023 irigwe futhi election ngaphandle kokuthi kuthathwe amanyathela amabanzi kulokukhuluma nje. Ukukhuluma lokho akusoze kulethe inguquko, izani kuthanda kunje ikuthanda ngokuba kunje, ngokuba lokho okunje kwenza kube lula ukuthi bawine ukhetho, kwenza kube lula ukuthi barigu ukhetho. Ngakho ke kumele kuthathwe amanyathelo amanye amakhulu kakhulu ukuze kube lenguquko, angaphelele kukhulumeni kodwa kube nezenzo eziza kwenza ukuthi kungabi lula ukuthi baqhubeke nje be ignore lokho okukhunywa ngabantu, bekushaya indiva lokho okukhunywa ngabantu. Abantu bafuna inguquko, bafuna ukhetho olukhululekileyo oluwina aluwine lungolukhululekileyo, hayi lungalendlela oluyiyo.
Umnumzana Efidlela Ncube yingcwethi kwezombusazwe, lanxa umongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa eseke wethula amazwi okuthi akula nguquko azayenza phambilini kokhetho luka-2023, iofisi yakhe ithi ukhulume ngalolu daba emhlanganweni awenze labamabandla amancane akumanyana owePollard izolo. Sehlulekile ukukhuluma lo mphathintambo obona ngokwethulwa kwemibiko kuhulumende unkosikazi Monica Mtswangwa ngalolu daba. Umthethondaba kamantshi oweHarare namhla ukhulule umnumzana Sibeth Msengezi, ilunga leZANU-PF elabophisa umongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa esithi wangena esikhundleni sokukhokhela ibandla elibusayo ngendlela eziphambana lesisekelo sebandla ngemva kokugenqulwa embusweni kowayengumongameli uRobert Mugabe Lebutho. Umsengezi ubotshwe ngeviki edluleyo esithiswa icala lokuthola ikhadi lokuba lilunga leZANU-PF ngokuqamba amanga ngalapho ayehlala khona. Umsengezi ukhululelwe ngemva kokuvunyelwa ukuthi ahlawule isibambiso sebheyili senkulungwane ezingamajumi amathathu amadola eZimbabwe, 30,000 Zimbabwe dollars. Uhulumende weBotswana usevumele abakubhizimusi yezimota lamabhasi athola uzulu ukuthi bakhweze imbadalo yokugada. Lokhu kulandela ukukhalala umsebenzi kwabakubhizimusi kusukela ngolwesibili ogcina kuphazamisa inkambo zabanye abaZimbabwe. Intatheli izindaba yesitudio 7 umqondisi Dube usethulela lolu daba.
Abamabhasi athwala abantu ehamba umango phakathi kweleZimbabwe labo makhwelane kweleBotswana baqala ukukhalela umsebenzi ngolwesibili. Esinye isisebenzi senkampani yamabhasi aboSikhali ahamba nsuku zonke phakathi kwaboBulawayo leHabron sitshele iStudio 7 ukuthi bamise inhambo zabo kulandela ukukhalela umsebenzi kwabanye babo. Lokhu bese kuthiye abanye abeZimbabwe abasebenzisa kakhulu amabhasi angena kweleBotswana bengela ndlela zokuhambisa. Ngolwesine uhulumende ovumile ukuthi kukhwezwe inhlawulo yogada amabhasi kwindlela yokuqeda ukukhalala umsebenzi owenziwe ngabamabhizimusi la. Ukukhalala umsebenzi bese kuphazamisa imisebenzi yabeZimbabwe abathembele kakhulu emabhasini ukuya ekhaya kumbe ukungena kweleBotswana. Umnumzana Ntokozo Thebe ohlala eHabron uthi iningi lisebenzisa amabhasi ukuthumela ukudla ekhaya, ngakho ukukhalala umsebenzi bekulakho ukuphazamisa indlela impahla ebeyithunyelwa ngayo ekhaya.
Bakhona abantu abafuna ukuthumela impahla ekhaya, yes, imali yakwenza uhamba ngabomkhulu, but if ungafuna ukuthumeza imali ekhaya uyakwenza njani impahla ukudla ngoba sithembe wona amabhasi even ukuhamba kwethu kusiaffectile ngoba ngesimo somnotho kunzima ukuthi uhambe uqonde eZimbabwe ufike udeclay imota eborder of which is greater and cheaper nawusebenzisa i-public transport.
Umnumzana Mkhululi Moyo ubekhala ngokuthi isimo kumele siphange sibuyele endaweni yaso kungakanakali okunenyi.
Ludubo olukhulu kakhulu ikakhulu ma sikhangela ukuthi abantu siyahlela izinhlelo zethu. Siyabe sifuna ukuya emakhaya, sifuna emsebenzini, njalo njalo ngezinhlelo zethu. So kuyinto engathiwa siyahlukuluza, ihlukuluza abantu abaningi kakhulu. Ngibona indawo especially indawo ye-transport lapha, locally lapha.
Omunye ongena kwele Botswana ngezebhizimusi esebenzisa amabhasi umzana Rodwell Moyo uthi ukukhalala umsebenzi abamabhizimusi okuthwala uZulu bekulimaza kakhulu abangena kwele Botswana ngendaba zebhizimusi.
Siku-affecta abantu abahambayo abanye umuntu abe ethethe ilanga wakrosa ibhodi ekuseni ezithethe ntambama uyabuyela and kusuka kulimaza abantu emnothweni babewuthweli. Lazile inconvenience umuntu omunye abe suke emaphi sithi kwele Zimbabwe engala made chiya abantwana bebodwa basesikolweni lezethu zahamba ayiphenduka asuke lapho engasaphenduki ngendaba yokuswelakala ama-transport.
Umnumzana Fortune phakathi yena wokubhizimusi yokuthwala impahla esuka eBotswana esiya eZimbabwe uthi kabazange babone untshintsho ubhizimusi yabo noma nje bekukhalelwe umsebenzi. Uthi abantu kade bethwele nzima isikhathi amabhasi engahambi bephephele ezimoteni ezincane.
Impahla ibhizinisi yangikhona vele iphansi kwamanje isigezi impela ngendlela yokuthi lakhona sisuka ku-Easter plus akukabi yi-month end so sikhangela ukuthi mhlawumbe next week kuza kuba ngcono. Then imoto ezithwala abantu amabhasi our people was very stranded, people are very stranded. Impela mina ngihambe imoto yami it's a 5-seater but ngibuye ngigcwele ngihambe ngigcwele ngaphendula ngigcwele nje angithwala abantu athi besiya lapha thi nisiya khona.
Abezimota ezithwala uZulu kwele Botswana bakhalela umsebenzi besithi bafuna ukuphiwa imvume yokukhweza imbadalo ngokudlula amathumi ayisithupha ekhulwini i-61%. Lokhu kulandela ukukhuphuka kwentengo yamafutha ezimota emhlabeni jikelele asesedlula ipula lengxenye ulitha ngayinye kumbe idola lemelike lengxenye kulitha. Kulo kungahlaliseki emhlabeni jikelele phezu kokuqonga kwentengo yempahla yona efuqwa kakhulu yimpi eyaqhamuka phakathi kweRussia le-Ukraine kunyanga ezimbili ezedluleyo. Ngingumqondisi Dube oyindaba zeStudio 7 ngisabron kwele Botswana.
Ulayitok namhla sikhangela ukukhuphuka kwentengo yamafutha ezimota usukubangela ukuqonga lwentengo yempahla yonke elizweni kakhulu kokudla ukuguqela isinkwa amafutha okuphekisa lokunye. Idale le-US Congress selivumelane ukuba kunikwe ele-Ukraine imali efika amabhiliyoni angamajumi amane $40 billion yokuthenga izikhali lokunye. Kambe lokhu akuphehli impi na ngesikhathi kula masotsha akwele-Ukraine asezinikele kubutho lakwele-Russia. Kule Biggie Wars of Fridays, lo mculi womdumo wakulezi nsuku House Music, uMkhondisi Banda odume ngegama lakhe kwezomculo elithi Skyva. Asizweni exoxa lo msakazi weStudio 7 uEzra Jesus Banda bekobulawayo.
Sizibanda wenza isifundo zakhe ecollege leli Pan State University. Waqeda kodwa umsebenzi wathi tololo wangawutholi. Kodwa caba ngokungenela kwezomculo, asizwe nechaza ngembali yakhe.
Abantu bangazi ngo Skyver, ngu DJ ngu producer, ngizalelwe kobulawayo ngafunda eGab Primary School, ngasuka ngaye eMpofuma High School, ngeli ngase ngisuka ngaye eLupan State University. Ngaqeda ngo 2015. Dipping on my balls, I just hang on God, yeah. Got him in a woman, the bag of fat, the hiccup of over time, man. Yo, shit is all over, we crash, you like, pick up, I get spiked, keep it up, I'm on, we fast, yeah. Yo, trouble, I go, now my top, tell the sick of it, you but it's not, you we cut, yeah. Yo, don't be acting, you're game, and then it's getting a fun, you can't see, you
Utubolo kusalakala kumsebenzi ezimbabwe lwenza abasakhulayo abaningi babanjwe ngamandla okudinga ezindlela zokuziphilisa ngokuzisebenza. USkyver ngomunye ke abasakhulayo wazibona engasela enye indlela yokuziphilisa lapho esegqibe izifundo wacabanga ukungena kwezomculo.
Ngiqede iyunivesithi ngase ngiqala ukuyenza i-music because nanazela ukuthi abafowethu abaningi abagraduateayo ababephambili babengasebenzi. So ngase ngatothi ngiqala ukuzinceda ngizenzela i-music yami. So ngangithi DJ emaclub, ngishaya emchadweni, emaphathini, njalo ngase ngiqala ukuzenzela yami i-music. So ngiyangena e-studio ngiziphekele ama-beat yami i-music.
Na ayibakhobela kuzomculo esakhula akwamenza wafisa laye ufika kuleso sibanga
uSkido no Black Coffee nabo DJ Christos abe South Africa and then lapha local ube ngakhangelela uOliver Mtukuzi nabo lavu majayivana abantu ababengisipala ngakhula ngibalalela kakhulu mina music sengiyenza amagama but for ala max single six amaningi mina ngenza i-house so I work mostly nabantu abaningi abeGoli uDJ Cuti ofam Kista abaningi abantu ezizinto.
Na Skyver uthakazelelwa ngabantu abaningi pho bengaxhumana njani lawe ukuze bakuthole.
Ngifuna wazi ukuthi i-music yami ingayithola ngapi. Uyahamba ku Skyver ku Facebook, ku Skyver kule page ethi Skyver, ku Twitter Skyver Sims, ku YouTube Skyver, yonke into vele ngu Skyver, Skyver Skyver, ivela ku Google Play, ku Google, ku Amazon, obani khona i-music yami. Just Google Skyver kuphela nase kuphume yonke i-music. Nokuthi ngitholakala ngani njalo ngiyofuna ukuthola ama-details ami, ngiyofuna ukumbuka ngiyakuthola ku-Instagram, ku-Facebook, ku-Twitter.
NguMkhondisi Banda lo ohamba ngegama lokuthi Skyver, nguye besilayo kuhlelo wasa uzo Friday igama lami uEzra Jesus Banda libe lampela sonto emnandi.
Siyabonga kakhulu ke ezothisa sibanda la uvele impela viki enhle mfowethu ungathonela kusasa. Singakehlukanisa hlobo othihlangele ezinye zezindaba ebezikhokhela namuhla. Inkampani kahulumende elawula umsebenzi wokutholakala kwamafutha ezimota elizweni yeZimbabwe Energy Regulatory Authority namhla ikhweze njalo intengo yamafutha lawa. Iqula le-European Union eliphakathi kokwethekelela eZimbabwe lithi uhulumende kumele agcwalisise izixwayiso ezenziwa yilumanyano kulandela ukhetho luka-2018 ukuze ukhetho lomnyaka ozayo luqhutshwe ngendlela esothusayo. Siqhuba lapha uhlelo lwethu lwalamhlanje oluvalelisayo ngumthembo osithembayo uGibbs Dube nesithi lilale.
Siyalibonga ngokulalela kwenu. Asibeke ithuba elifanayo kusasa kuStudio 7
kusukela ngo-half past 7 kusiya ku-8 o'clock ntambama kuhlelo lwezindaba zeZimbabwe.
Tinotenda nekuteerera chirongwa chedu. Teererai zvakare mangwana kubva na 7 p.m. kusvika na 7:30 p.m.
Apo tinokupai nhau muririmi rweShona.
Lilani.
Murara zvakanaka muri yeZimbabwe.